holiday. If you're just joining me, it's Rima on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Bradford. It's just gone 7 minutes past eight. It's Thursday, the 21st of January. It's wet and windy out there. And we're talking about the floods in our regions. And what should businesses do, really, if they are affected by the floods? Craig Berman is from Schofield Sweeney Solicitors in Bradford. And particularly useful for today, used to work for the Environment Agency. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Rima.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and quite relieved that water levels are going down.
Absolutely, absolutely. We had our fingers crossed since yesterday. But tell us the kind of problems that might be experienced by businesses who are unfortunately flooded.
Well, as you heard from Kelly from Waterside, it's the delay afterwards and the cleanup and being out of your building for such a long time that most businesses suffer and loss of trade. But other things that are affected, damage to stock, damage to the property, staff having, if they live in the area, also being affected personally. The flood itself generally doesn't last too long, but it's the impacts afterwards that tend to affect businesses the most.
And what about businesses who are indirectly affected? For example, if road closures affect their customer numbers and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's a problem as well. And it's a case of just telling your customers as best you can that you're open for business. There's often a perception in communities affected by flooding that they're affected for much longer than they actually are. And I think the pandemic has taught us that we need to be innovative in the way that we work and how we work. And that may indirectly benefit some businesses if we're working from home or remotely, and we're able to carry on in a bit more of a resilient way this time.
If you're just joining me, hello, it's The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Bradford. You're here with me, Rima, but I'm not alone. I've been joined by Craig Berman, who's from Schofield Sweeney Solicitors in Bradford, and we are talking floods. So, Craig, what's your advice for those businesses, both as a prevention during potential flooding and afterwards who might be affected?
Well, I mean, top tips for all businesses really is preparation. I think most businesses should have a flood plan, whether they've been flooded or not, covering things like evacuation, how to contact people, checklists of what's desperately needed for the business, what needs to be removed if there's a risk of flooding so that you can carry on during a flood. You need to sign up for Environment Agency and local authority flood alerts and flood warnings because they're a really useful way of getting advanced information. You really need to know about your drains, where they drain to, are they running properly? Quite often businesses are flooded because there's a blockage in drains or further downstream and it's a bit more unexpected. But really it's preparation and then once you are flooded, it's about getting back to business as quickly as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And Craig, let's quickly talk about people who aren't business owners. What if you're a resident, you're being told to stay at home due to COVID-19, but need to leave your home? Any advice for those people?
Yes, I do. One of the exceptions to the current lockdown restrictions is that you have to leave home to escape harm. So if you feel that you're at risk, and your property is at risk of flooding, then the restrictions allow you to leave and go to a place of safety. And I know many local authorities are looking at COVID secure alternative accommodation in hotels and things. Unfortunately, I don't think they've been needed this time, but the important thing is to put your safety first.
Absolutely. Craig Berman there from Schofield Sweeney Solicitors in Bradford, who used to work for the Environment Agency. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Craig.
Thanks for having me, Rima.